Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's post is 10 Ways to Bless Someone This Holiday Season. One of life's greatest rewards is helping those who are less fortunate. When we reach out and help those in need, not only does it bless the people's lives we are helping, but it blesses our lives as well. During this holiday season, let me encourage you to focus on the good things in your life for which you are grateful. While we would all love to live the perfect life and live in the perfect world, none of us do. Instead of thinking negative thoughts about what you don't have, instead, focus on what you do have. Will you give unselfishly of your time and or resources this holiday season to serve or bless those who aren't as fortunate as you? If you are a parent, read this post with your children and come up with an idea of how you can serve together. To open your mind, here are some possibilities. Number one, remember our servicemen and their families. If there's a veteran's home or a hospital near you, send Christmas cards to several of the heroes, thanking them for their service and sacrifice. Taking cookies or candy is also a possibility. If you know of a wife, mother, or family of a soldier serving overseas, think of ways that you can fill their loneliness and let them know that people care about them. Number two, love a family member. Who in your extended family is going through a difficult time? How can you show your love and support to this family member? Ideas include sending an encouraging card, making a call on Christmas Day to say that you're thinking about him or her, or taking this person to lunch or coffee and sharing the impact he or she has had on your life. Number three, give a gift of sponsorship. Rather than giving your friends or family members more stuff they really don't need, why not give the gift to a charity in their names? You can give a gift that feeds a child, provides clean water for a community, rescues a child from sex slavery, or whatever it is that you and the gift receiver are most passionate about. Number four, serve the homeless on Christmas morning. One of the most rewarding things my family has done on Christmas mornings is to serve the homeless. Getting up early, we take coffee, donuts, and little gift bags, and we go in search of homeless people to wish a Merry Christmas. This year, we will be doing it with our 4 children and 5 grandchildren. It'll be a special time. Number five, visit a nursing home. Many elderly people in nursing homes will not have any family or friends visiting them this holiday season. Imagine sitting in a nursing home during the holidays by yourself. If this is something that pulls on your heart, call a local nursing home and find out who doesn't have family or friends in town. Then take them some homemade goodies and spend some time visiting with them. Number six, serve a neighbor in need. As you think about your neighbors, which one is having the hardest time this holiday season? It could be someone who's lost a loved one, is struggling financially, or is experiencing health challenges. Does anyone come to mind? If so, how can you bless that family? Ideas include giving a homemade meal, a loaf of fresh baked bread, your famous holiday cookies, gifts for their children, or perhaps inviting them over for Christmas dinner. Number seven, bless a single mom. The life of a single mom is a tough life. Do you know a single mom who is having a particularly difficult time? How can you make this holiday season brighter for her and her children? Would a card with an anonymous cash gift enhance their holidays? Number eight, help a struggling coworker. Who at your place of employment is going through a difficult period of time? It could be a divorce, illness, loss of a loved one, or some other challenge. Who comes to your mind? Now, as you think about this person, what would be the best way to bless him or her? Number nine, surprise a family in your community. Working through a local organization, you can learn about a family who is suffering from financial hardship. Then, go shopping and deliver Christmas gifts, a turkey, and a couple bags of food so they can enjoy Christmas. If this is something you want to do, contact your church, synagogue, or work through a local organization that provides this service. And lastly, number 10, out-of-the-box idea. Okay, I've given you some basic ideas, but as you learned in my post, Exploring a New World of Possibilities, the best ideas come from when you stretch your mind. Whether it's Christmas caroling with your friends or making Christmas cookies or candy for your office, there are 101 ways that you can touch someone's life this holiday season. So, what will you do? Will you give unselfishly of yourself to bless someone's life this holiday season? What creative ideas do you have? Share what you're going to do in the comment section below this post. I also want to ask for your help. In 5 years, I've never asked anyone to share one of my posts, but I'm feeling a heaviness in my heart this holiday season to help those who are struggling. Will you help me spread the word and challenge others to participate? If so, click the link below this post and share it with others that you know. Together, we can bless tens of thousands of lives around the world. And remember, when you give of yourself to serve others in need, you are demonstrating one of the most admirable character traits one can possess.